which you were brought up had a motto, what would it be? Just have a ponder for a moment. I do know at least one family where that motto might be. I don't know what you want to do that for. They vary. But a family motto would probably relate to family history and hopes. And we trust it would sum up family values in a positive way. These days, mercifully, family mottos don't come in Latin under a crest. That might, of course, be in Welsh. But the family motto indicates, this is the way we do things here. Underpinning all healthy family mottos is something about living out the family's values, which are developed and then handed down to the next generation, bonding and nurturing the family members in a place of safety and helping them grow. And of course, that will look very different depending on the family and the circumstances and, of course, the motto. Some families have learnt that they can't rely on people outside the clan to help when things get tough. They may be close, they nurture and they look after their own, but they have very tight boundaries and don't easily welcome people in. This has its strengths in terms of reliability and it brings a sense of safety, but it has its limitations. It creates anxieties if the usual coping mechanisms fail for whatever reason. It's not very flexible, and it doesn't really foster the idea of a benign universe or relationships that make it easy to do good turns for people who've done something for you, or just people in general. Others might value being able to support friends or extended family who are vulnerable and going through tough times. That's often in small ways. I mean, it could be offering help with some DIY, or inviting friends who live alone for Sunday lunch, or giving someone a lift, or a listening ear. None of these acts is exactly spectacular in itself, but they send the message that the person who could do with a bit of help isn't on their own with it. And over time, that fosters a sense of community, of all being in it together, even of being family. Well, family on a good day. Kindness inside and beyond the family are helpful values to hold. They help the world to work better. But, of course, some families aren't safe places. People with the responsibility for children may not have had their own needs met. They may have all sorts of problems, which mean they can't see beyond themselves. Mercifully, their children may access help from friends, families, or through school or statutory provisions, but sadly not all do, and they and their communities are wounded in consequence. In our first reading, we hear of a beloved baby boy who has been born into an enslaved people. Now, the Egyptians, Pharaoh in particular, thinks they've been more than a bit of uppity and above themselves, and he's teaching them a lesson by decreeing that the boy children will be killed to teach the enslaved people a lesson in humility. The baby's family seem to have both strategy and connections, not only for keeping him alive, but also keeping him nourished, protected in infancy. So the little one floats in his tarred basket, tugging on everybody's heartstrings as he comes into view. And it turns out that Pharaoh's daughter and her people have soft hearts and adopt the baby Moses, who will be one of Jesus' distant forebears. It's an unlikely place of blessing in a brutal world. But having seen a life-giving blessing bestowed on a baby there, in our gospel reading from John, we now witness a blessing conferred by a dying man. As Jesus hangs on the cross, he creates a new family. He wants to look after the people he really loves, to ensure they are taken care of and can care for one another. We may remember at other times that Jesus has been just a bit judgmental about how families work. Two of the Gospels, Mark and Matthew, relate a time where he effectively dismisses his birth family, who have their own agenda. He effectively turns his back on them in favour of people who do God's will. But here we see him blessing them, creating a new family at their time of the most extreme need. In the toughest situation we can imagine, Jesus shows us the beauty and the price of the kingdom of God. His people are all in it together, trying to live out his values and priorities in community. It is tough, and they don't always get it right. Our epistle from Paul shows us quite how tough it is to try to get it right. Paul emphasises the need to stick to core beliefs. He is very emphatic. Jesus is enough. Know that. Live it. Embody those values within your family, your community, and the world. There's no need for fancy footwork or customs, which can lead to in-groups, people in the know, and judgment about how things should be done. It's easy to put down people who don't live the same way as we do, and for some reason aren't quite one of us. Paul is not saying, though, that anything goes. He is calling us to high standards, to the need to be responsible to and for one another. He calls for compassion, kindness, humility, meekness and patience. He tells us to forgive each other and to live in love and peace. These are the qualities which families and Christian communities are called to live out. Until we truly try to do it, we don't know how tough it is. We can't and we don't live up to them as parents, as children, or here in God's family at St Martin's either. We tend to rediscover how tough it is at this time every year. But it doesn't stop us holding those values dear and longing to continue to do so in faith and in hope and in prayer.